Hello?
Good afternoon, am I speaking with Teresa?
Who's this?
Hello, Teresa, it's Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
That's good. Just for data protection, Teresa, can you confirm your address and date of birth for me, please?
Can you hear me now?
Hello, Teresa. Yeah, it's Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. Are you okay?
Oh, right, aye. Well, see, I had the citizen's advice on format today. He said that he could send you forms because he's got me the high rate of disability.
Okay.
She's going to send it to my daughter Megan.
Yeah.
Right. So, and she'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's completely fine.
As soon as I get the letter, I'm on the high rate. We'll get that sent to you.
Yeah, of course. But just for data protection, Teresa, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
All right, 98 Main Street, Lennox Town.
Perfect. And your date of birth?
13/8/63.
Perfect. Thank you very much for confirming that, Teresa.
Right.
Just obviously informing you, as always, these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
That's very nice.
Okay. So, yeah, I believe you were trying to chase me yesterday, and I was out of the office yesterday.
All right, because I've got a number saying that you've had a new number, so I phoned that number and I actually got a woman, so I just was to verify it was yours, do you know what I mean? Because I've been getting a lot of numbers, 01, and it's just talkies, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I can see that you spoke to my colleague, Leah, yesterday.
And I tell her about that Paul Walsh again, because I would tell you again about him.
Yeah, I've got his details here.
All right.
I've got his details and his address and stuff.
Right, that's good.
Yeah, obviously, if you speak to Paul before I do, just let Paul know. I should be giving him a call sometime next week.
Sometime next week, right.
Yeah.
Because his sister was going to deal with it for him. But I says, I've already told the man. The man's going to phone you as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So there's the sentence advice is sending a letter to Megan. So we'll send it to you because it's priority, I think.
Yeah, of course. Once I receive that document from your daughter, I'll look into it. And obviously, yeah, as I said, we're corresponding with the Scottish Government in terms of your priority level.
At stage 3, I'm cancer.
Yeah.
And it's incurable, so I don't know how. But I'm getting done, or if I'm getting chemo or anything like that, but I don't think the chemo's going to work, so I don't want to be no well. It's incurable, so it's not going to make any difference to me, so I'm not going to get it done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand, and that's why we're
going to
change up the
priority
level for you.
And I was going to ask, is it okay if I give you my daughter Megan's details for anything to get me, would that be okay?
Yeah, of course, that'll be fine.
Because it was just that it would affect my money and she worked.
Yep, okay. Just
right, if that's okay.
Of course.
Right.
I've got a beneficiary here of Christina Jenkins.
No, just take her off it. No, it's Megan McCarroll. Take Christina off it. Aye.
Carol. So is that MCCARROLL?
Yes.
Yep, okay. And what's Megan's phone number?
Megan, did you get a phone number in there?
07.
Yep.
894.
894, yep.
467.
467.
054.
054. Okay, and Megan, what's your date of birth, please?
The 21st of the 7th, 2000.
Okay, and just bear with me. I'll grab your email address now. MeganMcCarroll@hotmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your address, Megan? Is it the same as your mum's?
No, 24 St Mirren's Road.
24 St Mirren's Road. Okay, and what city or town is that in?
Ecclesfield.
Okay, and the postcode?
G65.
Yep.
0DZ.
Perfect. I've got your details saved there now for the beneficiary for Teresa.
Okay.
So obviously, yeah, you'll be point of contact or next of kin, shall I say, for your mum and obviously for the scheme as well.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help you with at all, Teresa?
No, that's fine. That's great. She's just became a carer as well.
Okay, yeah.
I had to change it to that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, that's completely
fine.
That's completely fine. I shall I'll make it.
That's my daughter's doing that. Megan McCarroll.
Megan McCarroll, yeah, I've got that. Okay, and once that document comes through from Citizens Advice, Megan, just email that to myself.
It comes through, I'll email it to you.
Yes, that's absolutely perfect.
Because they were going to contact you, and I says, well, Megan's been dealing with me, helping me out anyway with everything. So, and she started to be my carer as well. So,
yeah.
And that lady's been emailing her for the Citizens Advice because they just got me on the high rate. Disability, so that was good. That acted quite quick, do you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
But then you think we've got anybody as quick as that, do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
So
yeah,
if you need anything off that woman, I could even give you her number if you wanted to contact her. That'd be any good.
No, that's okay for now.
We'll
wait for that letter to come through from Megan.
As soon as you get them, she'll send them to you.
Yeah.
I was going to call you Adam there. I don't know where I was getting Adam from.
That's okay. Don't worry. I've got a brother called Adam.
Is this your new number now?
Yeah, so this is our new number.
I'll save that then. That's great. Thanks, Anne, for phoning me.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Have a wonderful afternoon. Thank you.
Bye.